Today is International Democracy Day, a day democratic countries reflect on their achievements, challenges, shortfalls, and the way forward. Dr. Steve Mantiao, a member of the Public Interest Accountability Committee, PIAC, says Ghana's revenue management as far as oil revenue is concerned could be rated 7 over 10. He said the government has made enormous strides and there is a lot of transparency, but added that there is also the need for accountability. He spoke to George Ankra.
A governance and security expert and peace ambassador for the 2016 elections, Herbert Ibrahim, says in the past two decades, Ghana has achieved monumental progress in its democratic dispensation, but believes the executive still overdominates the other arms of government. He traced the history of Ghana's governance and scored the nation high for maintaining peace and stability. So the 2016 election poses another test for the nation.
I think the past 2.5 decades has seen an incremental application of all the tenets and maxims of democracy. Certainly in 1992, the kind of atmosphere for freedom of expression, which is an integral part of every democratic dispensation, was not as good as what happened 10 years later in 2002. And the kind of media freedom we had in Oto certainly was not as we do today. And so we've seen an incremental increase in uplifting some of these ideals that are used as indices to determine whether a country is truly democratic. But there are some other areas of great concern. And chief amongst them is the interference of the executive in the activities of other arms of government. Every democratic government should have the wheels of the three arms of government grinding smoothly and independently, the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. But over and over again, instead of serving the purpose of checks and balances over each hour, we've seen the excessive power vested in the executive overshadow some of the powers that the legislature and the judiciary should wield. And when you look at our criminal justice system as well, you won't go in any good democracy, a thriving democracy, where people who are remanded in police custody, even though have not yet been charged of any crime, they've not been convicted, they wallow in remand for 5 years, in some cases up to 10 years. These are some of the areas that we need to sharpen. We need to, sharpen some of these areas. And so that when we say Ghana is truly democratic, and all the trappings of democracy will be glaringly clear for everybody to see.
From the security lens, what would you say we have achieved as far as democracy is concerned?
Since independence, apart from some few years of this country's history, those years punctuated our history with some checkered security challenges when military junta took over the country. You can talk of what happened during the AFRC era. You can talk even much earlier of the National Liberation Movement. You can talk of the SM. Some of these have really been checkered security, episodes in our history as a country. But contemporarily, I would say that our misconstruction or misunderstanding of partisan politics could likely tip this country over the edge.
Governance and security expert and peace ambassador for the 2016 elections, Herbert Ibrahim, on International Democracy Day.
Dr. Steve Mantiao, a member of the Public Interest Accountability Committee, PIAC, says Ghana's revenue management as far as oil revenue is concerned could be rated 7 over 10. He said the government has made enormous strides and there is a lot of transparency, but added that there is also the need for accountability.
Of our natural resources, there is a lot of transparency, access to information in terms of revenues from the sector and how they are being managed by the government. If you were to look at our petroleum law, you'll find that there are elaborate disclosure provisions that the Minister of Finance, GMPC, Ghana Revenue Authority, all the agencies that have anything to do with oil revenue have to disclose to entities like the Public Interest and Accountability Committee and also the Ghana Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative. And this information is provided to the citizenry so they can make informed decisions in terms of how well the government. I think this helps to improve governance of natural resources. But what we haven't quite managed to achieve is making that critical transition from transparency to accountability.
What will you say is the difference between transparency and accountability as far as your area of operations are concerned?
Transparency is premised on a certain change theory, which presumes that once citizens have access to information in terms of how their resources are being managed on their behalf by government, they will be empowered to demand that the monies are used properly. And that is accountability, where state institutions respond to the demands of citizens in terms of the prudent use of resources. But in our particular context, their responsiveness leaves a lot to be desired. You look in the oil and gas sector, and you can find instances of outright misapplication or abuse of oil revenue. For instance, the use of 3.6 million Ghana cedis of oil revenue being used to brand buses. Even though citizens have access to information about this, they haven't really managed to prevent this recklessness in the expenditure of oil revenue.
What would you suggest should be the way forward? And if you are asked to rate our performance, as far as your focus is concerned, how would you rate the existing system?
A lot can be done. I mean, nation building in a democratic context is not just for people to disclose information. Citizens have the right to enforce some of their decisions through the court. So it behoves on us as ordinary citizens and also for public oversight bodies like PIAC to make use of the legal system and to enforce, some of the concerns and the recommendations that they make. That is one way in which we are able to move from transparency to accountability. And if I were to rate our performance so far, I think we would have done enough to warrant a mark of 7 out of 10.
You heard Dr. Stephen Tiao, a member of the Public Interest Accountability Committee, an octogenarian and former Minister of Justice and Foreign Affairs, Dr. Obede Samoa, says Ghana's democracy has come far. He told Radio Ghana that despite all the achievements, there is still some level of intolerance, especially by incumbent governments. Dr. Samoa traced the history of the country's democratic experience and says citizens must learn to overcome intolerance and avoid insults and tensions, especially during elections. He spoke to George Ankra.
Ghana has made considerable progress compared with many other developing countries. And our example is really, worth emulating. It's a shining example. But we have had a checkered history in this respect. You know, traditionally, take a look at the traditional society, the government, the traditional authority, was largely democratic. You know, the chiefs ruled with the council of elders and, you know, occasional debates were held whereby, you know, the whole communities participated in decision making. Although, of course, it was not completely without its faults, because you had situations where some chiefs managed to get the council of elders to support them in some despotic exercise. But the traditional system was largely democratic, but it lacked an essential element, the element of election. The chiefs and the elders were not elected. You know, so. You know, in the course of time, with the coming of the colonial administration and our progression to a modern state, the traditional democracy gave way to political pluralism. And of course, in that process also, we had a lot of challenges. We had the independence in 1957 under a constitution that was democratic. We know what happened during Nkrumah's time. To some extent, the democratic values of the constitution were, you know, undermined, you know the conflict that existed between the opposition and the government at that time. But we've made a lot of progress, and I think what we have now is it's a fine example of what democracy should be.